Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, ready to talk TV, movies, and, of course, have some fun along the way. On today's show, Tiffany is eating good, Stallone wearing a cape, and what you going to do when Thor runs wild on you. That and more, of course, I have my two co-hosts. As always, we got the man beast himself, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, and, of course, CFO of the very successful Haters Corner, Mr. Mike Rose.
Well, let me tell you, Tony Stark.
Of course, we also have live from Houston, brother himself, Chewy. How you doing?
I'm a little disappointed.
A little disappointed.
Why are you so disappointed? Last night's TV left me wanting.
Okay, nice. We'll get into that. And I got something TV related that's going to make you happy. That's going to turn that
around. Right.
Nice. I'll get into that in a second. I don't want to spoil the prize just yet.
Okay.
All right. But what I want to do here is, well, let's get into it, because obviously yesterday, we had the Oscars. We always talk about the Oscars, the Super Bowl of the movies, of course. And the event happened yesterday. Sans any hosts.
Actually, it felt like it moved faster.
Yeah, I was going to say
it,
that.
It felt that way, but it really did.
Well,
but there wasn't a lot of bullshit around.
Let's wrap it up.
And it still took like
three hours. No, they just let the speeches go on too far.
Well, I agree, and they can take away the music. But I mean, it just flowed. But the pacing, I know it still took a while. It was taking long with the host. But it felt different. I know it just felt like it was quicker. Let's get to the awards faster. That's what we want to see. I mean, this stuff is funny. I get it. But whatever. I could do without, the monologue in the beginning and whatever they choose to do is nonsense in the middle. So it flowed good. I was fine.
All the political
horseshit.
I say
keep the hostess, dude. We don't need a host. I was fine with it.
I was all right with it, too.
Yeah, I didn't mind at all. It flowed pretty well. What did you guys think overall? I mean, obviously, it was an okay show. It wasn't a fantastic show, obviously. But as far as any surprise, anything kind of stood out to you guys in terms of disappointment, surprising, or head-scratching, if you will?
You know what I feel about the best actors thing.
And the Haters Corner is open for business.
Yeah. No. I'm a Rami Malek fan. I don't get it.
He's feeling very shallow today. Because, and this is funny, and this, the statistic that I ran across here is that Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, Mike's favorite movie, actually won the most Oscars in the evening.
Yeah, I know. I saw you saw that, right?
There was some technical Oscar. I mean, editing's an important piece. Don't get me wrong. But obviously, which I know, Mike. I don't. Well, I guess you wouldn't favor this either. Rami Malek winning the best actor, which I thought was deserved and just. And I was very happy to see that. To be honest with you,
I love the guy, and I'm happy for him. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that he wore an orthodontic appliance. Put on a British accent and lip synced. Bradley Cooper deserved to win that friggin' Oscar. It's okay. It's over.
It's fine. Bradley Cooper was good, but you know what?
Bradley Cooper taught himself learned how to play guitar, learned how to sing, wrote the movie script.
So he's not acting.
He was acting. Almost, I can guarantee you, almost every single actor can sing and can dance. So don't tell me he taught himself how to sing.
Dude.
Maybe not play instruments. When you watch the movie, talk about the actor, if they're Broadway or offshore movies, they can sing.
Okay. I'm not saying they're Beyonce
or Mariah Carey, but they can sing. They can carry a tune.
Fair point.
I love you, Chewy, but you're wrong here.
I love Bradley Cooper. I thought he was great, but I think Rami had a bigger task.
Not really to
conquer. They're trying to. He was trying to embody one of the most iconic figures in music. I mean, let's be honest, that's not easy to do.
I don't know. I know
he didn't sing, and I get that. But again, that's singing is not acting. At the end of the day, it's not.
Yeah. It is acting if you're pretending to be somebody else.
That's what acting is.
Yeah, but you can't pretend to be one of the greatest voices and singers and performers of all time. It's just not gonna. You're not gonna come close.
You mean when he's not trying to be
someone who made up, Sing My Own Style. No, he's trying to emulate the great Freddie Mercury. Period.
Because gotcha. You know how hard it is. Except because Adam Lambert tried, and he was horrendous.
That, that was awful. That was. I'm gonna awful. Cape for you 100%. That awful.
And don't get me wrong. Adam Lambert's a good. He can ever. Sing. Don't get me wrong.
He can sing. He's got pipes.
This is but you know what? This is what I told my wife while we were watching this. I said it's Queen karaoke. That's what it was.
That's what it was. It's exactly what it was. And that was, I hate it. I knew he was coming on before, and I'm like, oh, God, I'll take my sister. It's a disaster. And it was. And again, he can't sing. I'm not saying the guy can't sing. He's not talented. I get it. But it's hard to do Freddie Mercury.
Tours.
It's hard.
He tours with them.
Yeah.
They have a split in summer.
Oh, and I do. Yeah. But it's karaoke. It's karaoke. It's not his fault. It's just you can't duplicate. It's not an easy. It's a difficult challenge for any singer, no matter how good you are. It is what it is. What about there's no big surprises for me. I think most of the awards went to deserved individuals. I was super happy because I was concerned. I thought Roma was going to win, which I thought would have been a sham.
Right.
Would have been the worst movie to win Oscar in the history of Oscars, in my opinion. Yeah, and I love Green Book. So I was super happy to see them take the.
I was too. Spike Lee, I guess, had a meltdown backstage, but that's all right.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, I think they showed him and he put his arms in the air. I guess he didn't approve. Whatever. Sour grapes. I like Spike Lee, and I was happy when he won, and that was a cool little bit with Sam Jackson, the whole mix thing. That was fun.
Right, but you know what? The honest truth is that movie, and I saw that movie, Black Klansman. It was just okay. It wasn't that great.
It's a good movie. It's not Oscar. I don't think it's a win the Oscar, but it's a good movie.
He's done two really good movies. That's it.
I agree. It's one of those things. He got heat in the moment. I guess he wanted. I don't know. Whatever. I know the controversy. Green Book. I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't understand
it. Nothing wrong. Green Book is a very good movie. Nothing wrong with it. I don't know that in the years to come. To be honest with you, though, I think that people might have the same opinion of that movie as they have of Traffic.
That's two entire different movies.
Traffic, I agree, but I'm telling you,
this one is about the characters and the relationship.
Traffic was a really good movie, dude. I just don't think it's like it's not like the Departed type of rarefied air or stuff like that.
Nobody's saying that. But at the end of the day, out of that group that's listed, that was the best one.
There wasn't many good. You're right.
Whatever. Exactly. It's going back by the year. What we're given in front of us, option those 8 or 9 movies, that was the best movie. It's that simple.
Okay.
That's because I called it when I dropped the trailer on you guys back in September. But I'm just saying. I don't want to pat myself in the back, toot my own horn.
You're right.
It's always easy to toot your horn in 2020, right, dude?
I put it.
I was 100% correct.
Facebook. When I put that trailer, I said Oscar be called. That's exactly how my thing.
You're right.
There you go. It is what it is.
Okay, clock is right twice a day.
I've never seen the movie this lady was in, but Glenn Close losing the Oscar there to me was like, wow.
A lot of people had her. I mean, I never saw why. I don't think anybody saw why. I think that was a problem. Because with the Academy, it's like. More voters than most of the other awards, movie. I don't know. I mean, the favorite was fine. I saw the movie; it was okay. She was what's her face was good in it, so I don't mind. It's fine. I don't care.
I just didn't think it was that good of a movie, to be honest with you.
Why for the favorite?
Yeah, the favorite.
It was fine. I mean, whatever.
It was just okay. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Roma, on the other hand, put me to fucking sleep.
Yeah, Roma was terrible. I was so happy. I was really worried I was going to win. I thought it was really bad. I'm glad it didn't. Overrated. It looks great. And it won the award. It should have won. Cinematography and director.
Yeah, but that's what it was. It was an exercise in cinematography is what it was. That was it. Yeah. Black and white. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, great technical filmmaking. Right. No doubt. I'm all day, every day, no doubt. But again, it was fun. Like I said, you're right. It did. I mean, at least they got it in 3.5 hours. That's kind of a plus, right? I don't know.
Right. I just saw the
ratings went up for the first time in a while, out of the last 5 years, interestingly enough.
Sorry about that, Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's talk about the Oscars and, the ratings going down and yada, yada, yada. But overall, it's a good show. I mean, whatever. Like I said, I'm glad those who won. I was happy for that. So, hey, it is what it is. And we'll see what happens next year and all that. Maybe Infinity Wars gets nominated. You're right. You never know. But moving on from that, I do want to say, conversely, since we celebrate the best, let's not let the worst
the
go.
Razzies.
The Razzies, as Ben Watson took home the title of worst movie of the year, along with like 8,000 other awards that it won. I think worst acting, worst directing. That's again, you know, proving
worst,
Netflix.
Worst cinematography.
cinematography.
Special effects.
Everything. Proving Netflix has an eye for bad movies, you know. That's how I was like, yeah.
The jury's still out.
Well, dude, it's not bad. It was the worst movie of the year. I mean, what I would tell you, you can't worry. And actually, I was disappointed because I was really hoping Suicide Squad winner of the Oscar, so we can say it's a multi-Oscar winning Suicide Squad. We didn't get that, so that's kind of disappointing.
I think it might have run out of time.
But yeah, overall, like I said, it was fine. So let's get on to some. We'll do something a little different today. We're going to start with some TV.
All right.
And we're doing What the Fudge TV. We're doing What the Fudge movie. So the What the Fudge TV, and I think we all know where we're going with this.
Yes.
Not really.
You should too, because this weighs heavy in your heart. Okay. That the cancellation of what was probably a show we have been touting from the beginning. We have endorsed to great lengths here at the Real Mentors Podcast. And of course, that's Counterpart. Stars lowering the axe.
That is true.
And I told you back in December when Stars didn't promote it, they just dropped it. There was something fishy, and it wasn't my overstayed guess, man. It was just stunk to high hell, dude. They were dropping that like a rock. They had no intention of going past this season, and they gave up on it. Yeah, flat out.
They signed
flat
up. This,
out.
Yeah, they signed up for two seasons, and everything's bad about this.
But I mean, once Lionsgate took over, it's like, okay, we're dumping everything that's that owned by Stars, produced by Stars, made by Stars, and arrivederci.
Yeah, man, that was so disappointing to hear that. It really was. I was surprised.
It's super weird.
Yeah, on two fronts. One, that the cancel, number one. But two, the timing was just awful.
The quality of the show is amazing, and that's
it's amazing,
sucks.
Which it shouldn't cancel based on that. But, I mean, they announced it like during the week of the finale.
Yes.
And it's like, really, at least wait till afterwards, because I really took the air out watching that finale. Now, I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I should have, despite the quality and all, which we'll get into in a minute. But yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I know they're talking to trying to, shop it around to the streaming networks, you know.
We could only hope, but.
I guess. I mean, I'm hoping it's picked up. I don't know. That being said, I assume we all saw the finale.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what do you guys think? I mean, just we'll start with Chewy. What was your, especially given, you knowing what you
were
doing?
Well, you can look at it from, you can't look at it and say, I didn't know it was an ending.
Right.
So even knowing that it was ending, that I didn't want it to end, I think it gave me a satisfactory end to the story. And because, you know, yes, they left the door open. And the way that, you know, the season progressed, you know, this was probably, I guess, its natural conclusion as far as that arc. But I think I would have reacted differently had I known that this was not the end of the show, that this was just a cliffhanger for season three.
Before I jump in, Mike, what did you think about the finale?
I'm right there with Chewy, honestly. I was bummed out to begin with because...
Agreed.
It just was hard to watch it, to me anyway, because it's such a damn good show. And
it was just knowing that they gave us so much.
I'm just hoping it gets picked up somewhere else.
I will say this, and I'll put some thought into this, and I see what you guys will think about this. If this is some start, because I said from the beginning, and I said this last year, I always said this is a show that shouldn't last more than a couple years. Because it's not something you can drag on for four or five seasons. It just wouldn't work. That being said, if Stars would have just announced, oh, we got a two-season, like, you know, like a True Detective is one-season anthology. This is a two-season anthology. Would you have felt differently about the ending? In terms of it being concluding, complete, this is exactly the way they should end. And we don't need to see anymore.
But the problem is that it wasn't what it was.
Am I right on that?
I agree. 100% agree.
I mean, from that perspective, yeah, you could look at this two season as a encompassed fully story from beginning to end.
Right.
But
it finished. It finished. Everything was tied up, right? All the
no.
Ends, I had to drop the nugget in the end where the guy had carried the disease. I get all that, but you know, this is whatever. That wasn't a huge deal. But all the characters, the gateways closed. The characters had their conclusion. Tom died, obviously. Emily died, and whatever. Yeah. You know, it just all the silk went back home.
Howard Prime was. Yeah. Howard Prime, dude. Howard Take Prime him was, out.
He was, all, he was that was an amazing scene, by the way. That was fantastic. So, I'm fine with it. If he doesn't come back, I'm fine with it. Because, like, you know what? I thought it was a great two-season arc. And like I said, if you'd have told me from the beginning, I'd be like, oh, perfect. This is, it ended just the way it needed to end. Right? And I don't know if I really wanted to come back, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, when Justin Mark, I mean,
it's Justin, a great show.
I get the writer. Yeah,
but you know what?
He already had the writers mapped did a wonderful job season three on that and show. A season four. So obviously, he felt confident in the story and to make it, keep it fresh, keep it interesting, keep it exploring the world and basically the dichotomy between our world and their world. Because as you watch more season two, you could see things that they were better and more advanced than. I would say our world, right? The alpha world.
Oh yeah,
you're right. I noticed, I'm like, oh wait a minute, what do you mean? And then even at the very end, with like, give me the salination technology, give me that technology. Nah,
that one guy needs to be everyone's agent, man. Because he already ripped them off. He gave them some a terabyte for like this a new fuel thing that's gonna change the world forever. What do you want, a terabyte? Here you go. What a deal.
So if you look at it, the experiment, how this whole was supposed to be a human experiment. Was working, right? Diverging two worlds, but each developing different technology and different things and advancing, you know, in spite of each other and within their own, you know, universe per se.
Right.
And kind of, and so you can still explore that and still have the political intrigue of one side versus the other, knowing now that they did succeed in dropping the virus.
Well, no, I mean, I like I said, if it comes back, of course I'm going to watch it. But honestly, I think, I was like you know, upset, was bothered to cancel it. But seeing the ending, how it ended up.
It was still satisfactory.
Yeah, if it doesn't come back, you know what, I'm okay.
Yes, I'm happy. Okay. They didn't see me like, oh, like, they, you know, when you know when it's going to end and they say, okay, it's over, we're not going to make
it more. Right, it wasn't like a cliffhanger where nothing is resolved. Yeah, everything got resolved. There's not a cliffhanger base. It's just a new nugget they added that could expand the story.
Yes.
You know, but everything else that we had been built up last two seasons was resolved. So in that sense, okay, I'm okay with it. You know, I mean, I hate to see the show go, and maybe it comes back, and we're going to watch, and we'll see.
It was definitely outstanding writing, outstanding acting, an outstanding two-season story. I mean... What else could you ask for?
It sucks stars. Stars sucks balls. They never promoted the show. They never put its back behind it.
And again, there's on that freaking channel, there's shows like Outlander and Black Sails that are terrible.
Well, Black Sails is long gone, by the way. But
I know that, but it went on for like 8 seasons, bro.
Well, some people liked it. I never saw it, but I know some people
like it. I mean, people like Outlander. It didn't get the attention because it didn't, even for worst season, these studios, they promote these shows. It's not just nothing said. People just choose the best shows. A lot of promotion, marketing go behind it. Stars was never behind the show from the beginning. No. So it never drew the crowd. The ratings weren't good, and I get it. It happens. You know, a lot of good shows.
Just look how they treated it. They just dropped it in December, like out of literally, thin blue, thin air. Shit. Like, what?
And I think, and I kind of compare it a little bit to Breaking Bad, right? Where Breaking Bad was great from the beginning. Nobody was watching. And AMC, but AMC was smaller. AMC was not stars at that time. They're bigger now. Huh. But they stuck with it, and it paid off big for them, huge for them, for everybody, because we all got.
And you know what really broke Breaking Bad was Netflix.
Netflix, agree. People got a chance to go back and watch the show everybody was talking about, right? And as I'm hoping, maybe something happened that with Counterpart, you know, that they'll plop the first two seasons on Netflix, Amazon. People kind of pick up on it, and they promote it because Netflix does good promotion. I'll give them that.
Even
horrible shows, they'll bombard with. Commercials
and media, streaming media.
Yeah, they do a great job of that. So, Counterpart needs that from them. But we'll see. I mean, you know, fingers crossed. But, you know, we'll see. Chu, I'm going to make you feel better here. I was talking about earlier is that, you know, get your spirits up a little bit. Was that I finally,
hey,
The Expanse.
All right. Woo-hoo!
Hey, see, there you go. See, feel better. Already. Forget Counterpart. I finished everything. It's like, what's left? All right, let me just start this now because I'm never going to end this show until I watch it, whatever. But I'm not going to get anything specific. I'm just in the middle of season two. We'll talk about it later once the new season drops.
Oh, wow. You really jumped ahead quick.
Was nothing to watch. I had nothing to watch. I'm like, fuck it, let's watch it.
Okay.
Good. But yeah, I guess I was sitting at home all weekend. So But either way, it's good. It's a good show. I'm not loving it. I think it's, oh my God, it's great. You know, all right.
I just think it's kind of a good, like, merge of, like, science fiction and, like,
detective noir, yeah. Particularly in the first season, you know, yeah. Which I liked and it was cool. The political stuff I can do without, but I get it.
Agreed.
It's fine. It looks okay. It has a sci-fi feel to me. Sci-fi always just feels second rate to me, but still a good show. I'm really liking it. It took a while to get going. It took at least 7-8 episodes to really start digging into the story. So, okay. But it's good. It's a good watch. I definitely recommend it. I'll keep watching. And I know the second, third season I heard really good. So, you know.
Yeah, the third season goes into, it wraps up the season 2 arc, right? And then it does a time jump. And it really condenses the second half of the season. So that one really blazes through.
Okay. I already heard.
Like
so
5 episodes, and boom, they're ready for the next arc. So
it's good. It's a good show. I'm enjoying watching. It's a good show. Yeah. And we'll jump into that one season 4 when that comes out. But either way, I just want to kind of start looking on there. Let's stay on TV because there's one more show I want to talk about. Then I know Mikey want to jump on something with DC. But this is another show that really surprised me. I really liked a lot. And that was The Umbrella Academy. I know Chewie's deep into it. Mike, have you started watching it?
I'm going to start this week. I just finished something else, so I'm good.
Okay. It's really good, man. I really enjoyed it. I went through it. I tried not to watch it as quickly as I did, but I liked it. It's weird. It's strange. It embraces it.
This show.
It's really good. It's really good, man.
I cannot love this show enough.
I won't go as far as to say that.
I will. It's unique. It's unusual. It's flawed. It's funny. It has emotion. It uses music. I mean, everything and everything you can think of. What was that?
The music is great.
Oh my God, it's outstanding, dude.
And I'm really happy because Tiffany had me eating and whatnot. Tiffany's eating a good meal. The first episode, they did plop her only good song in there, and it was a really cool scene. It was shot really well. And I was like, oh my God, she's alive. She got a nice little check. Good for her, man. I'm always happy people are eating, dude.
I think we're alone now. Is that her record?
It's not a typical superhero. It's not a typical story. These are flawed individuals, flawed children. No, not flawed children, but flawed adults.
Yeah.
Right? Because of how they were raised.
Deconstruction of the superhero genre that we're getting. And much in the same way The Watchmen was, to some degree. Yes. This one takes a little bit different direction. It's a little more zany and it embraces that weirdness. But these guys are as dysfunctional families you can get, and I get it.
But still fun,
go ahead.
I said, but still fun.
Yeah, it's still fun. It's still, as I say, it balances that a good.
I'm watching it.
Balance of fun, but serious.
Exactly. Yes, a lot
not
of serious
stuff too seriously, but enough serious where people watch it because it's TV-14, so it's not meant for little kiddies.
Well,
it's not Punisher. It's not meant for adults, but I think they strike the perfect balance, and even with the fantasy element aside, it's not like over the top and it's like it's not Iron Man and Thor and the gods.
Yeah, this isn't X-Men as it you can maybe gather from the trailers. It's not. It's more Watchmen than anything else, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
On a plus side, but it's some great action scenes and music. It's infused is great. A lot of old music that they use, and I love it. And they didn't get over the top with it as far as they hit you over the head with too much of that. Cool character. I love Klaus. Klaus steals the show. As far as I'm concerned, he's great. At first, he's like, "Oh, this is the funny guy, the annoying. Oh my God!" But he actually ends up being the deepest character I think of all of them.
Yes.
And I thought he was great. He's great.
His love story was pretty. It was pretty
interesting.
Pretty special. Interesting.
Yeah.
But and because of the time frame that it takes place and how it takes place, I'm like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like I didn't
see
that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah, so a lot of decisions the show makes that they didn't expect. I'm not familiar with the comics, the source material, so I have no idea what's going on.
No, it's only like a six graphic novel arc, so it's not like that long or big.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That 2 parts, and there's still a lot of mystery left, and Chewie haven't finished it. So I'll wait.
I got two episodes to go.
Oh, wait, because a couple of things I want to get you. We'll talk about the next week in terms of, and Mike, if you jump on it, I know probably you won't finish it, but we'll talk about specifics.
I'm going to hop on it Saturday and try to watch as much as I can.
I guess it's fun. It's a good, fun show. And I like this new, because we talk about the Marvel shows. Obviously, we heard it canceled. Big surprise, right? Big whoop.
What?
I heard that, by the way, that FXX is going to pick all of them back up.
Who is?
FXX.
FXX.
I haven't heard. I mean, maybe it's true. I don't know. I haven't heard those.
I just read something about it yesterday. That's why I was asking.
I guess it's. I mean, it depends. I mean, they strike a deal with Disney, but I mean, ultimately, I like this direction better for Netflix. Because Netflix, this is not just new. Like things like the Umbrella Academy, right?
Netflix wants to own their properties. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, then they want some, and they got the made a contract, a deal with Millar, you know, Mark Millar, obviously, like Kick-Ass, for example, and Sin City, and he does different kinds of superhero movies on the typical stuff,
which is great because we want that. We don't want the same old potatoes. We want a little bit of salsa.
Right.
Maybe I want some lasagna.
Right.
Give me a chimichanga once in a while. You know, mix it up, man.
No, I like it. I think this is the direction Netflix should go. Give us this weird, interesting.
Fun stuff
on the superhero genre, and they got one with Charlize Theron coming out soon, based off Image Comics. Again, another non-known, well, not well-known comic.
No, they are because they know everyone knows Spawn is the home of Image.
Yeah, but that's all.
Image. But that's what launched Image with Spawn.
Right, right.
But there's other properties at Image that are really we know what they cool. Mean, right? So you know.
It's darker.
But at the end of the day, it's got to be story driven. You know, don't be just different for different sake. Be different because you have a story to tell.
Well, of course. No, but I think something like Mark Millar, you look at something like Sin City was really cool and unique and different, as was Kick-Ass, you know, a different take on that genre. And so I'm hoping things like that are on the horizon for Netflix. And I love the director. Umbrella Academy is really great. I can't wait for the second season.
Actually, it ends really well. Frank Miller, like it. By the way.
Say it again.
Frank Miller is for Sin City.
Frank Miller, I'm sorry. I think he's Kick-Ass. What was he? I didn't know.
Mark Millar is Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass. Right, from the Mark Millar one.
Right.
Okay, so either way. But yeah, so I like that. I like this direction they're going with. I mean, it's a good show. Really cool show. Must watch. It's really fun. So I love it. Yeah,
it's
really
well done.
I'm excited for next season and stuff. So, and I love the characters. And
it's a show you can actually watch with your teenagers, even your younger kids. It's not like over-the-top graphic and gruesome and...
It teeters that line a little bit, but never gets there.
Yeah.
It's like exactly. PG-13.
I would say, a strong 13. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah, probably a stronger 13 because there are a couple scenes, you know. Like I said, it's not overly, but you know. There's some,
did you feel like you had to stop the show and like tell your kid to leave the room? Or
not for my son, no, and he's 14. For my daughter... I mean, I have to explain a couple of things because I mean, they you can hear it, but you don't see it, and so it was a little squeamish for her as an 11-year-old girl. But
it's him, not graphic in terms of visual, in terms of you not getting anything in your face, like you know.
No, not in your face.
Like a Punisher. Punisher's obviously is raw or it's hard R. This is not that, and I love the whole time travel element to it. I don't want to spoil
anything. I love that, really man.
Cool. Yeah, that world that's created with that, very interesting. Very cool. That's fascinating. Really great show, man. It's a must watch. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Mike, when you finally watch it. And let's stay with Mike. I'm going to give you the floor here because I know you wanted to talk about a show kind of similar to Umbrella Academy based on what I've seen.
Couple of things.
Doom, right? Is that Doom? Am I saying that? Is it Doom?
Doom Patrol.
So, Mike, talk about this.
I'm going to cape for DC streaming service for a minute because the three shows that they have original content. Mm-hmm. Have been all very good, and this Doom Patrol is amazing. It's a hard R. Brandon Fraser is in it.
Brandon Fraser's getting paid again.
He's
Encino
but you know
Man
what, dude?
They Encino Man eating. Oh
dude,
my God, I love
he
it.
Plays man, he plays mate. Robot Man, and he is hilarious, and he's over the top, but in a Nick Cage way, but like not stupid. It's great, dude. I'm like. I'm blown away. Honestly, I'm blown away. It's really
things
good.
I really have, and no, I wish
I want to see the DC shows. I'm not anti-DC. I want to see them. I'm just not willing to fork out the money for,
nefarious ways to watch it.
But for the casual fan, doesn't.
I like to be convenient. I don't want to be searching and then doing this and doing that.
No, I get you. But what I'm telling you is around Christmas time, they had a $54 for a year special, and I bought it. And I'm not sad that I did, and I'm very excited about the Swamp Thing.
I'm really hoping DC fails on this.
Only so you can just grab the show.
I don't want to see every fucking network start making, we're going to have our own streaming network. The CBS experiment.
But
honestly, it's an experiment because all they have is Star Trek Discovery.
I have to cape for this show because it's amazing. Alan Tudyk is in it. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, but, he's from. He was in Star Wars. He's from Firefly.
Firefly is where I knew him from.
Guy. He's a pop culture sci-fi. He's Billy on, you know.
I'm telling you that he plays the big bad and also the narrator, and it's really good, dude. I mean, I'm like,
I'm hoping it fails because I want to see someone else pick up the show. I want DC Channel to fail.
I want DC Channel to fail because they're not going to put up enough content to justify the cost of, oh, I got to get Netflix. I got to pay for my Prime. You know, maybe I pay for Hulu. I got to pay for HBO because I want my Game of Thrones.
Right.
So
what I want to see ultimately is DC fail just because in DC contract, he shows out, licenses it to like a Netflix or whomever.
Right. And really, and they're only running one original content show at a time and then one movie. So right now it's Return of the Superman, which is actually pretty good. But one movie and one original show, and then like a lot of old stuff.
Right, and I don't. That's enough. I don't know. That's going to sustain.
I don't think it is. But again, like I said, I'll take it because I'm not. I'm not paying for it anymore. I only paid.
We know that model is a failure because Hulu. That's their model. It's old TV, same TV shows that you can watch for free or you don't catch. Very limited original shows. Very limited. You know, maybe some movies, but and they got, you know, a hefty amount of watchers, and they're hemorrhaging money.
Right, they're hemorrhaging money because they put a free product out first, and then said, oh, it's not free anymore. Yeah,
big
and
mistake. They're fortunate that the power of Disney behind them.
Yes,
it's called what it.
And when the Disney streaming service comes up, you think Disney's going to put any more money into that place?
No,
they still own it. They're going to put like the content that they can't show on Disney because of the matureness of it. They may put that on Hulu, which may was going to help Hulu. Like, for example, if they would have been back Punisher to say for that, they will put it on Hulu in some capacity as opposed to the Disney Channel. Like what they are with that or Howard the Duck or some other show I heard they're doing that's pretty mature.
Right.
They're using Hulu for that platform, which makes sense for them. So I see that. That's what I'm saying. That will save them because daddy's got big pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's got very big pockets. So when you have that behind you. You know?
The thing that's awesome to me is that the quality of the shows that they've put on so far have been fantastic, and I just want to see it keep going. I don't want crap shows. If I want to watch crap shows, I'll watch the networks. You know?
No, exactly. But
hard pass.
Right?
What's a stupid show? Oh my god! They kept promoting it.
Oh my god!
Nobody wants to watch that show. That guy with the great big Jeff Lewis lips.
Something whiskey, Tango whiskey, Charlie whiskey. I don't know, dude.
Tango. That's what it's called.
Tango. It looks awful. It sounds. Awful. And I was like, I got sick and tired. And it's like, I want nothing to do with that show whatsoever. Oh look,
that show won't last.
Let me tell you, they're like promoting the shit out of it, which means it sucks.
It's free because they own the show. It's not like they're paying for the advertising, so they're taking the platform to do that.
I got you, but you know what? They could be making money on those advertising spots.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's costing them money, dude. Even if they don't charge themselves, they could have had like a Schlitz commercial in there or something, you know?
Commercial. Look, well, we all agree that show's garbage. I want nothing to do with it.
All right, it's terrible.
DC, yeah, they're putting out great TV, just not enough to justify
for me. 100%.
And buying for another channel, now I need to get.
I'm just saying it's good. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see why they can't just make money, license it to whoever. You know, just make the shows.
100%.
Get a bunch of money for it.
But listen, you gotta try, and I get it. They're going for it, whether it fails or not. At least they're trying it, and I understand that because that's the way of the future in terms of TV. So I don't want DC doing it. I get what they're doing. They're just not doing it the right way.
All I want to say is that
everything's going to be Netflix, and that's not the case. It's not.
That show has nothing to do with that bullcrap on CW. I'm telling you, these shows are great.
That's a different.
These are mature shows, and I don't want to.
That's a network TV. Yeah, it's fairly popular, but it's a network TV show, and we know
it's for the YA crowd. And I get it, and I get it. I don't have a problem with it. They're not horrible shows. I mean, I've seen Flash, and it's fine.
Mediocre, but
whatever. You know, it's whatever.
It's great for CW.
Ten episodes too long, but, right? You know.
Yeah, it has all kinds of, which is why I wouldn't really watch it. I don't watch anymore. I tried.
The writing is just okay.
Too much. But either way, let's get off that. Let's switch over. Let's switch gears. We're doing what the fuck here as we
promote. Can we talk about True Detective? That was where my disappointment.
Right. My bad. No,
that was my disappointment for last night, by the way. It wasn't the Oscars.
Well, no, fair enough. I forgot about it. My bad. Yeah, finally ended. We all watched it.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about the Founding itself. I don't think you guys are high on it, as high on it in terms of.
Well, I think season three was great. Go ahead, Chewie. I'm gonna let you go first. I'm sorry, man.
No, it's okay. Mike thinks it's great. I don't think it was great because you can't be great and leave and end it the way they did. It just can't. That doesn't make a great. Great show is great, beginning, middle, and end. And I have to have a satisfying ending. I gotcha. You got to give me something. And
okay, so what was wrong? What was wrong? The ending.
It was so anticlimactic. It was just agreed. It's just. I mean, anyone who couldn't see that coming from episode two wasn't paying attention. It was just so. It was predictable.
As far as what we're talking about, everything like how she was kidnapped or.
Yeah,
the whole last episode is a piece of shit. Honestly,
I wouldn't go that far.
Wow, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a piece of shit, but just the way it
ended. I'm just telling you, the way they ended it made me freaking get pissed off at myself that I invested so much in that show because I really enjoyed the first seven episodes. That's
I'm not going to get you 6 weeks back.
No, I can't get my 7 weeks back.
Yeah, I mean look, the actor acting was top notch. Okay.
Yes.
The writing, okay, above average.
Until the last episode.
Direction and cinematography. It was all over the map.
Beautiful.
So it's the average. Some was great. Some was.
No, I thought it was well shot. I thought it was a good show.
I thought it was really well shot.
But the ending just ruined it. It just ruined it for me.
I agree.
We had seven, you know, building, and seven was like, that's it, really? And then the little thing at the end, oh, she's actually alive. Oh, big whoop de doo. And I forget. I mean, come on, man. I mean. It's just weak, dude.
The thing. A couple of things. Like, I had a conversation with this at work, and I think like four of us were talking about it earlier, and everyone kind of liked it. And I'm in the middle. You know, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I'm glad they didn't do some big conspiracy nonsense, and they got too big for its own good. I'm glad but it wasn't like a big, like, you know, a pedophile ring.
No, the conspiracy
was between the district attorney and the money, right? At the end of the day, Hoyt. That was a conspiracy.
Right, exactly.
So, no big
but it had nothing to do with those kids.
No, ultimately, no, it wasn't about that. It was just right. Something, which is no, fine. I don't mind the happy ending.
Right, but the whole thing is stupid. That's what I mean. Endings. It's like, really?
It goes against everything that we know about True Detective.
Right.
You know, it's a dark show that usually doesn't end happily, you know.
But this thing didn't end happily either.
I'm not asking for a happy ending. I want a satisfying ending.
But still, that it ends like that. I mean, her dying, I think, would have been better. And truly, that would have served the show better based on what it was giving us the entire season. It's building up to this. It's a bad story. It's a dark story. You can't just turn around and say, oh, well, she's fine. And she suffered the least out of anybody. To me, that's like a little bit of a cop-out.
Yeah.
Well, I think she would have died and been fine. I mean, that's what the show was building up the whole time. It wasn't right, about her.
Well, that's
her.
My point is the show it turned out it wasn't really much of a mystery at all.
Say it again?
I said that it turned out it wasn't really much of a mystery at all. It was just
It wasn't.
Agreed.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah. And that's what I think the girl surviving, I thought, kind of took the air out to some degree. I get if you like happy endings, I guess.
It's not a happy ending.
And I saw that when the little girl went up to it, I'm like, oh no, they're not doing this. I saw it, dude.
I knew. Yeah. I knew.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, it was a little bit of, I'm saying it was a fail.
In your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like, okay, so we know where this is going. It would have been a better thing. Surprises. Maybe show us in the end, like, oh, she's still alive and not go through this whole song and dance. Yeah. I'm fine with that, but again, it was fine. Like I said, it wasn't horrible.
With his son keeping the number, you know, I guess they're trying to tie all these seasons together, or trying to come up with something big. I mean, I'm like, why? Just leave it alone. I mean, I don't know, dude.
It ended on a kind of low note, but it was still a good show. Don't get me wrong. It was still a good show. And kudos to Stephen Dorff, man, dude.
Stephen Dorff was excellent.
He brought it.
Mahershala Ali was excellent.
And the Oscar winning.
Mahershala Ali. I mean, that's not easy to go against him, you know, and keep up. And he did. He was really good. I was shocked. It was like, this guy's he's legit.
Would have been a better show if they would have taken it and just said, like, Wayne, they had solved it the first time and Wayne was getting, because of all his freaking holes in his brain, that he was solving the case over and over again, but a different you know, solution or done something weird like that, then I would have dug it. But to me, the way it ended, it was shit.
Good. No, I know. I get it. It was just...
I was looking for something cool. I didn't dislike it. Really, and it wasn't cool.
I thought it was just okay. It was underwhelming, but it wasn't bad.
Freaking shit ending.
No. Alex, I don't want my weeks back on TV. I still enjoyed watching it and stuff.
It was a good show. It was good. I mean, obviously, you know.
But you know, if you're going to be in my pantheon of greats and say, yeah, that was a great show, this is a counterpart worthy show, you know, it's got to be beginning to end.
You can't drop it off. No, I agree. That's why you watch season one. That's exactly what you get from beginning to end. And the ending's great because it's dark, it's a little ambiguous, which is great. Almost fully solved, but not quite. It's just such a great show. It's just a near perfect show in terms of one season.
It's
far ahead. And as good as I like the season, obviously I don't touch the other one, but it's still well done. Way better than season two. Right now.
Yeah.
We all agree that it was so bad it couldn't have been any worse.
Right, season two was awful. It was just terrible.
The joke I made yesterday or today with a guy at work, as I said, it's kind of like the Arrested Destrata of TV shows, right? It's just okay.
It's okay, yeah. Exactly. It was like, okay, fair enough. But either way, we still got time. Let's dive in. Let's get back to the what the fudge here, as if all that wasn't what the fudge.
Sorry for hijacking that.
That's okay. No,
you're right.
I totally forgot about it. I had on the agenda and all that. I just totally, I bypassed it. I missed it. But I have to talk about this, man, because this happened a couple weeks ago, and this is the worst of the worst. This is worse than anything we talked about before. Even worse than Counterpart. Well, maybe not, but still. Dude, Aladdin.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Swipe left.
Wow.
Was a swipe right?
Bazooka to the center, dude.
Or Spike Lee when you need him, bro.
Was
hey man,
it would have been the show Spike Lee dancing.
Robin Williams is turning in his grave, dude.
Oh my God, dude! Wow, I didn't imagine it being as bad as it was. I was curious to see how they're gonna do. I mean, oh my God, it was some of the worst CG I've ever seen.
So are you saying don't expect a review from the Remnantor of Aladdin?
No, I'm going to watch it because now I got to see how bad it really is.
It's going to be really fucking bad.
Man, I mean, wow, he looks so off. That CG was terrible. I know maybe it's not finished yet. I don't know, but Disney's got big pockets.
But you know what? There's somebody in a suit up there that approved that shit.
This is what they give us. This is like, your first look at Aladdin.
I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
God, wow. It made anything on sci-fi look like Infinity Wars in terms of the quality of the CG. It was, dude.
Right, and first of all, it looked like Will Smith.
I don't want to see Will Smith blue. I don't want to see that. Give me his voice only. I'm fine with that. I don't want to see what, because it's so distracting seeing him. It's him just blue and puffed up. Really shitty ass CG. Man, this is going to be bad. It's a train wreck. Oh. Disney, man, Disney's probably. I can't wait to see his movie because I'm hoping it gets better. But it wasn't just the CG. Everything else was bad. The other scene with the CG looked awful. It just looked bad. And that's when that. Who's the director again, Mike? I forgot this guy's name.
Luc Besson. No, kidding.
Might as well be Luc Besson.
No, it's
he did Lock, Stock, and Barrel, Snatch. Oh my God, I can't think of his name.
He used to be married to Madonna.
Guy Ritchie.
Yes.
Man. Hi, Guy Ritchie. And coming off that awful King Arthur movie, which makes that looks like it's Gotham next to this garbage Aladdin. I mean, wow, it's really bad. Oh man, that was brutal. That was freaking brutal. And the internet went crazy over it, and rightfully so. This is the time where everybody goes crazy, and I'm with you guys.
Here's the thing, though, dude. Like that, the movie Aladdin, the original, the cartoon was amazing. Why would you screw with it like that?
Well, I mean, so is Lion King, but they're still doing it, and that looks really good in comparison. And,
right,
you know,
but that's not that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's god awful. Oh my God, this is an atrocity. This is an embarrassment for Disney. It really is. And I like Disney, do good shit, but Jesus Christ, it's really, really bad. It's taking on traitors. It's something a little more interesting, particularly with something that Mike said earlier in regards to Bradley Cooper. And that is the trailer for Rocket Man.
Yes.
Of course, the biopic, Mike's favorite genre. Sir Elton John, Edgerton playing the titular role there. What did you guys think of the trailer?
I have not seen it.
Oh, wow. Mike, I know you
seen it. I did see it. I've seen the early one, and I saw the extended one just the other day. It looks to me like that it looks pretty good, and that they're going to actually do some original music in it, which I think is going to be neat. I'm a fan of Elton John's early stuff, and I think that it's going to be either interesting or sucky, one of the two.
Well, I would say this. You should be happy that this guy actually is singing his songs.
Right. That's what I was...
No, I'm serious. He is.
He is.
And he actually sounds decent.
He sounds good.
Did he learn how to play piano also? When Oscar time comes around, I can make sure I put that in his notes. He learned how to play piano and sings his songs.
Maybe. Okay, I don't know. You know, I mean, he is a Kingsman.
He picked up a ukulele.
He is singing. He sounds good. I'll give him credit. He sounds good. I mean, he's no Elton John. But Elton John is not Freddie Mercury in terms of voice. Strictly voice.
Anyway.
But it looked good. It looked interesting.
He's still alive, kicking.
No, of course. And I love Elton John's great music.
Absolutely. Which is kind of funny because he was in the second Kingsman with this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
There's no mystery how that got made. So I'm looking for it. It was a good trailer. It was interesting and, you know, not bad. Another one I kind of liked, but Danny Boyle, was a movie called Yesterday.
I haven't seen that either.
Mike, did you see that, Mike?
The trailer for Yesterday, I saw it, yeah.
What'd you think, out of curiosity?
Underwhelming? I mean,
I like the premise. And the premise, truly, is, I guess, it's a musician. He's a nobody and some kind of blackout or something.
Right, and nobody's ever heard of the Beatles.
He wakes up one day, and all of a sudden, no one has ever heard of the Beatles or the music of the Beatles. So he starts singing songs as if they're his music, and he becomes popular as a result because no one knows who the Beatles are. I like the concept. I like Boyle's great. He's a great director. You know, he left Bond to do this.
That kind of reminds me of an episode from, what was that 80s show? I was an NBC. It wasn't Unsolved Mysteries. It was another one. It was a Spielberg production.
Amazing Stories?
Yes, Amazing Stories, where there was an Elvis one. So a guy went back in time and then basically assumed, you know, pretended to be Elvis because something happened to the real Elvis died. And so he took on to be that person to become the Elvis. It was an interesting one, right?
I'm watching the show. I just remember, but the concept is great. It's a cool concept. You know, it looks like a decent trailer. We'll see. Netflix. One was The Hustle. I'm sorry, not The Hustle. Highwaymen with Woody Harrelson.
Yes, that looks really good.
Very good. I love Woody Harrelson. Yes, that looked pretty good.
Bonnie and Clyde. Yes, that looked good.
That looked good. That looked really good.
That's a Netflix movie, right?
It's Netflix movie. Yeah, and then the other Netflix movie was Dirt.
Yeah,
that one I don't know. I love the Highwayman trailer. The Dirt one I thought it was not good. I'm like, oh boy, this is one of those really.
Whatever.
You get the good and the bad on Netflix, and you didn't want to be here. Yeah, apparently.
I know.
So I hope so. Anyway, at least for that one. I love my Motley Crue. I mean,
hey man, we all did, dude.
I know, Mike. You're about to feel good. You and your 40s, so probably still into your music.
He was part of the Grateful Dead traveling road show, dude. Come on.
I thought about this. I was thinking about what other great 80s bands should deserve a biopic, but I'm thinking, you know what? We'll do something we haven't done in a while here.
All right.
So I want hands where I can see them here because I don't want you guys using computers or your cell phones. We're going to do old school. We're going a game developed just for the show, and that's Dali. We're making it every
turn. All right. Here we go.
You guys are 80s fans. You guys love 80s music, bands, as do I. We grew up with some of that good stuff. And so we do Dali. Those of you who don't know, obviously it's a game where you bet to name as many in a certain category, of course. And you bet right, you win, whatever. And the category today is going to be, in the spirit of Dirt, is hair bands of the 80s.
Okay.
All right.
So usually it's aging for beauty, but these guys I'm looking at, it's more like age before age. So we want to start with Mike.
Uh-oh.
So Mike, so people don't know what is going on. You're gonna tell us how many hair bands you can name. Chewy, you can either go over the top.
Yeah.
Or Dali, where he has to put his money where his mouth.
Name that tune, Mike. Baby.
Mike, go ahead. How many hair bands can you name?
10.
Chewy.
20.
What?
Wow. I'm not messing around, dude.
Wow. Okay, Mike.
Hold on. 21.
Oh, wait, someone's on the computer.
I'm not on the computer.
Where I can see him.
21.
Okay. How many?
21.
21. Okay. Should we?
Me too.
Okay, wow. Dale.
Dale, okay, the gauntlet's thrown. I don't think I can do that. Okay, so Chewy, 22. I'll do a count here, and go ahead.
Okay, Poison.
Okay.
Cinderella.
True.
Molly Crew.
Obviously.
Dawkin.
Ah, good pull.
Good one.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Now, does Guns N' Roses qualify as hair band, even though the same era?
I'm fine with it. I'll accept it.
Okay.
It's on the verge, but I'll accept it.
Okay, it's there. But definitely, definitely not Metallica. That's too heavy.
No. Metallica, no. That's heavy metal, whatever we call it.
Okay. Oh, God.
Dude, you said 22, man. You only have five.
Now all of a sudden, like, I'm trying to blink.
When the stage, the pressure's on, dude.
No shit, dude. First time. Wow. Holy cow.
25. Let's go.
I'm just completely drawing a blank because I listen to Hair Nation all the time. Now I can't think of a single goddamn one.
You haven't even made the big ones yet. Oh my God, dude. Really? Five. When 22 to five, Mike's going to win like that?
Just give up and I'll take over and go.
Wow. Are you giving up? Are you losing? Are you conceding?
I've lost. Yeah, I can't.
Wow. This is okay, ready? Mike's the winner. Mike, please.
Here we go. White Snake.
Ah.
Sister Hazel.
Who?
Ugly Kid Joe.
Wait a minute.
No, that's dude. I'm not making a mince. Queensryche.
Ugly Kid Joe?
I won't give you that one. Keep going.
You won't give me Ugly Kid Joe?
No.
That's not a hair band.
They had a big song in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Not a hair band.
Night Ranger.
Nice. Good pull.
That's not even a good pull. That's easy pull.
I guess. I was thinking that.
Warrant.
Nice.
Cinderella. Did you say Cinderella?
He says Cinderella. He says Cinderella.
Okay.
Yeah. That's only nine. Then you guys overextending some of the 20.
No. Give me a second, man. I'm there. I can do all this.
I don't know where you are, but...
hold on. L.A. Guns.
Okay. 10 total so far, including Chewie's first five.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see if I can, you know.
I can do this, man.
I don't think you can, dude.
I think I can. I think I can. Okay. Oh, here we go. Enough's Enough. That was a big. They had like two or three big songs. Enough's Enough. That? Look it up.
Okay. Fair enough.
Give me the name.
Enough's Enough.
Oh, okay.
They were a pretty big band.
That's 11. You guys are the worst.
Everything's come back to me now, but whatever. Too late. Okay. Now.
What have I missed?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
That's not Europe.
Okay. Europe is a
Extreme,
good one.
Extreme. Tesla. Mr. Big.
Extreme was the one I couldn't think of. I knew Extreme. The song. I couldn't think of the name of the group.
Skid Row. God damn it.
Nelson.
Yankee.
Danger.
Daddy.
Rat. Def Leppard.
Damn Yankees.
Queensryche.
Yeah, I said Queensryche.
Did you? Oh, okay. So yeah, I said Skid Row and all that. So yeah, I couldn't name that. Wow, you guys are the winner. But Mike is the winner. Mike is the winner, man. Yeah,
I messed up, man. Everything.
You guys really bit more if you can chew. That was like when I heard 20, I'm like, wow, okay.
20's a lot.
That's a lot. 10 I was good with. I'm like, okay, 10 is fair, but
10 20. I could name. I know I could do 10.
This game isn't easy when the lights on, dude. It's not.
I know, you're right, man.
The lights are on. It changes everything, you know.
That's a good one, though. That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a little more of those kind of things when I pop up when it's warranted. Couple of things. We'll end up here. We're almost done with the show. Just a quick little movie tender here. Couple of topics. First one, of course, I alluded to at the beginning of the show, and that is Todd Phillips doing a Hulk Hogan biopic starring one Chris Hemsworth, Thor himself. Mike, you're the wrestling guy, dude. What are you thinking here? What do you hear this?
I don't excited? Know how. You know who the executive producer of that is, right?
No, actually.
Eric Bischoff and that friggin' stupid kid from is it Family Matters? That goofy kid that was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, that blonde guy, Jason something. Anyway, when I saw they were executive producers, I was like, that shit's never happening with Chris Hemsworth. No.
Like, as far as not being made, or
yeah, they're not going to make that movie with Chris Hemsworth. No way.
I think that's in the books. I think that's confirmed. Let's go with the reality that he is going to be Hulk Hogan.
Then
what do you think?
I can't see it.
You don't see it.
It's like I said, I'm a wrestling guy, but I've been worked too many times, dude. It's not going to happen.
Should we just get your juices flowing? Little Hulkamania running wild again.
Let me tell you something, brother.
I'm all in, dude. Hell yeah.
I mean, I like his hands. I don't see him as Hulk Hogan, but whatever.
He's really skinny, dude. I don't know.
Relax, dude. He obviously has not seen him in Avengers or Thor.
I'm not saying he's Hulk big, but he's big, dude. I mean, he's ripped up.
No, he's tall, but I don't think he's big. He's
muscular, man. I mean, he's not Hulk Hogan. I get it, but he's.
Let me tell you something.
He can put in the work, and he does, yes. And you can see. I mean, when it comes to movie time, he bulks up. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
The question is, would there be a cameo by one Thunderlips?
I know who won't make a cameo. No Mean Gene.
We know about Hulk Hogan. I mean, Mike, again, you're the wrestling guy. Who would you, if you instead of Hulk Hogan, what wrestler would you like to see one on? If someone gave you a choice right now.
I think a Macho Man Randy Savage movie would be really interesting. I think a Jerry King Lawler movie would be interesting.
I like that. I think you're
a Hogan movie would be okay, but like Hogan, but it's just not, his is too much of a, it's just all good stuff happening all the time. It wouldn't be.
Oh, I don't know about all good stuff, dude. I mean,
if you go with his last 5 years, then yes. But if you're talking about like his, the way I saw that they boarded it out was that it's going to be like from his Rocky movie to when Hulkamania was running wild in the WWF.
So I can see if they make a comedy out of it, I'll be okay with it because this guy has good comedic timing. Hemsworth does. So I can see that happening. So, except I mean, again, I think it's a done deal. But we're kind of curious to see how where this goes. So we'll keep an eye on that. Next one here, we have Stallone, apparently. Finally getting his due, his just desserts, if you will. He's going to be starring in a superhero movie of his own. And I think no one deserves it. Dude, have some respect for Stallone, dude. This is the guy who took down communism, dude.
Absolutely.
Remember that, dude. He took down the big red machine, dude. And it wasn't Ronald Reagan. It was Sylvester Stallone, dude.
Mambi.
But it's going to be, I heard about it. It's an interesting premise. If you guys buy this, I think he's like a superhero who's gone missing for 25 years. He's older and some kid finds him or something and discovers him along those lines. And I think it's a Netflix film, I think, along those lines. But I mean, what do you guys hear that? Does that change your mind? Like, it's not like he is Superman. Let's be clear.
Dude, the movie that he did with with Wesley Snipes, with Sandra Bullock, that was a good friggin' movie. If they could do something like that, I would be all in on that.
Demolition Man?
Demolition Man, yeah.
Talk about a movie begging for a remake.
Right.
Man.
That was a really good movie, dude. It still is.
Only because I want to see Wesley Snipes eat again.
You know, Simon Phoenix.
If Tiffany gets to eat, Simon Phoenix deserves a good meal at Taco Bell, too.
Taco Bell, absolutely.
Look, man, you lost me at Sly.
Oh, why just hate on Sly, dude?
Yeah, come on, man.
You don't like Sly?
Absolutely.
Dude, his movies are terrible, dude.
Rocky?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You didn't like Creed?
The movies for the last 15 years have been terrible. Creed? Sorry.
I'm not saying he's done good work in the past, dude.
Oh, yeah, but
great work in the past. I mean, I know he's done crap.
You don't like Demolition Man?
Yeah. He wasn't much of a lead actor then, and he's definitely not the lead dog now. So, sorry, dude.
Blasphemous, dude. Talking about Tango or Cash. Which one is he? I don't even know.
Tango or Cash.
I think he's Tango.
Either one, Tango or Cash.
He was Cash.
1987. Really, dude?
Took down.
1987. Yeah, took down Jack Palance. Okay, all right, great.
Jack Palance, proud true. Six foot of fame. Yeah, I mean, hello. He took down Wesley Snipes, dude, in his prime.
Let's go Ben, the Expendables 1-5, dude. Tell me how much fun you have.
That's terrible. Didn't say all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. You just say it. Okay, how about the Schwarzenegger or Joe one, whatever that's called? I don't even know what it's called, dude.
Well, I blame Schwarzenegger on that. I don't blame
Okay.
okay. Schwarzenegger saves us on communism, then we have a conversation. Okay. There you go. He saved us from Skynet. Big fucking deal, dude. He stood around. last thing real quick. Last bit of information here. We finally got confirmation of the Breaking Bad, I guess, sequel, yeah. Which is going to be on Netflix. Interesting enough. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. Before it drops on AMC. It's going to be a sequel. It's confirmed. Jesse's going to be in it. I guess it's already filmed too, from what I understand, which no one really saw that coming either. You guys, I know we talked before, but now that's confirmed, it's true, and it's coming soon. What do you guys think? I mean, you guys excited about seeing a sequel with Jesse?
I was all in until you said Jesse.
Wrong with Jesse, dude.
I mean, yeah. On first inspection, no. And the reason I say that is because it was never a show about Jesse. It was never a show about Saul. It was a show about Walter White.
Heisenberg.
And do I care about what happened to Jesse after, you know, he's saved? Do I see him becoming a drug kingpin? I don't buy that. I don't buy it.
Shithead in the show.
You can't sell me that because I'm not buying it.
Right.
That is a fair comment. But it's the same writer, director, creators.
Part of the thing why we love Saw is because it's a prequel, because we know where he ends up, right? Maybe a little hint of what happened after Nebraska.
But you know what? You know what we love about Saw too is that there's like great characters in that show. It's just like I just can't see them if Walter's not involved in the plot. I can't see that show being any good because.
Well, it's just really, a movie. Dude? It's not going to be a show, from what I understand.
Well, I understand, but 2 hours of Jesse?
2 hours of what? Yes. Of what? What am I getting?
That's fair.
I love all fair Jesse concerns. Pinkman. Yeah. Science, bitch. I love, you know?
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, you're right. I'm very curious because it takes place in this world of the Breaking Bad, which is great. But again, who's left anyway after?
I mean, everybody died. Does he reconnect with Saul? You know, is he, and go to that Missouri?
The only angle I kind of like to see that is maybe him and Saul still going out after the fact.
But it's not gonna. I don't think it's going that way.
Okay, you might have piqued my interest.
Right, right, and it could be tie into the show, which inevitably will end up. With Saul in the future at some point at Cinnabon, where he's working at. I could see that being kind of interesting, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but whatever. I mean, like I said, it's coming out. It's free. It's Netflix. So let's not kid ourselves. We're all going to watch it. I don't even go there to some degree. But let's leave it there. Let's end there. We got to hit the hour mark. So, gentlemen, another great show. Let's make the round, starting with Chewy. Any final thoughts or anything you want to add here?
No, I'll save my new shows for March for the next show because I left my phone in the bag and I can't remember what comes out. I know there's some good stuff coming out in March. American Gods, Hannah.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to mention. Yeah.
Triple Frontier movie. I'm kind of curious to see.
Oh, Triple Threat, the Ben Affleck one. Yeah, I'm very curious to see that.
No, Triple Frontier. Triple Frontier.
Yeah, Triple Frontier. Yeah, you're right. I think it's Frontier. You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dirt, you know.
Yeah, Dirt.
But nice. I'll have the full list of March shows, you know, next show.
Okay. Mike?
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody out there that is a fan of the show. And, you know, keep listening. Enjoy. But on top of that, I want to mention that the NBA is starting to heat up now. And I'm excited. I'm watching a lot of friggin' basketball. And, Chewy's a hater, but that's okay.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Pot, me, kettle. How you guys doing? Haters' corners on a roll,
that's
baby.
That's right.
But yeah, so like, we'll get together soon. We got the first really, really big movie of the year, of course, Captain Marvel.
Right.
I'm sure we'll take a deep dive into that.
Got my tickets already. And I'm all set.
And then we got Game of Thrones coming up in April.
Which one?
Game of Thrones.
Well, April is going to be a huge month. We'll set time aside for all that because April is going to be a monster month.
We'll talk about April later.
The dinner will be full that first week in April and subsequently thereafter. But yeah, so that's where I guys appreciate it again. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. All the trailers, news, reviews are dropped on there. And we'll see you guys next time. Appreciate it.